Hello and welcome to Lake Elsinore, California, Lake Elsinore Diamond for game 4 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Lake Elsinore Storm. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Friday Night Baseball between the single-A affiliates of the Colorado Rockies and San Diego Padres. It's your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Lake Elsinore Storm. Your Fresno Grizzlies coming with a record of 45-38. They are 7-11 in the second half. The Lake Elsinore Storm coming with a record of 41-41. They are 9-9 in the second half. And the Grizzlies have dropped 2 of the first 3 games of this 6-game series, including last night's 10-5 loss, where the Storm, despite trailing 2-0, scored 10 unanswered runs initially before the Grizzlies scored 3 runs in the 9th inning, as the Storm has scored double digits in 2 of these 3 games as they look to take tonight's contest. I bring in a very special guest, my buddy, my pal, Dominic Lorenz. You've heard him on the air over the past couple of games as well. Dominic, it's great having you as the Grizzlies looking to get back on track, but I want to hear a little bit of the synopsis of yesterday's game.
Well, first and foremost, good to have you along with us. I know it's been a stressful couple of days here with some technical difficulties here in Lake Elsinore. Life on the road here in the California League, but we are live. We are ready to go. Everybody listening along right now that votes and cheers for the Fresno Grizzlies, show some appreciation to Stephen Rice. He does everything to the best of his abilities, and we love Stephen Rice. But last night's game, yes, indeed, it was a tough one for the Grizzlies. It started off in really, really good fashion with a 2-run first inning, courtesy of an RBI base double from Andy Perez. And then Luis Mendez picking up an infield base hit, extending his hitting streak to 13 games. And Perez ended up scoring on a throwing error. So 2-0 Fresno after one frame, but then Lake Elsinore, 4 in the 2nd, 1 in the 3rd, 2 in the 4th, 3 more in the 6th. They knocked out right-handed starter Jack Mahoney, the number 19 prospect in the Colorado Rockies system, just after 2 innings, gave up 4 runs, 6 hits, 1 walk, 2 strikeouts, and it was a tough day for the first 3 pitchers for the Fresno Grizzlies. Stu Flesland, III, gave up 3 runs over 2 innings. Tyler Hoffman gave up 3 runs in 2 innings, but it was late in the game where he at least saw some positivity from the Fresno Grizzlies. They had a grand total of 11 hits in the game. You had multi-hit game, 4 hits to be exact, from Luis Mendez. Ben McCabe had 3 hits and an RBI. Cannon Handy out of the pen, 1 clean frame with a strikeout. Wardo Fernandez getting a clean frame with allowing just 1 hit. They did rally for 3 in the 9th. They sent 8 batters to the plate, so hoping to bring out some positivity from Thursday night into Friday. But again, a 10-5 loss last night. Starter for Lake Elsinore, Yost got the win. Mahoney picked up the loss. No save of the game, and it was 10-5 Lake Elsinore. They have taken 2 of the first 3, but guess what? We're only halfway home. We still got 3 games, including tonight.
And a great pitching matchup in store. Thank you, Dominic. As the Grizzlies give the ball to left-hander Isaiah Coupe, a 5-2 record, a 4.52 ERA for the product from the Ohio State University. On the other side, the Storm give the ball to right-hander Ian Koenig, the San Jose native. He gets the ball tonight. An 0-2 record, an 11.20 ERA. Koenig, he is just joining the Storm, only his 7th start of the season. Should be a great pitching matchup in Coupe and Koenig as we get set here in beautiful Lake Elsinore. You can see the hills in the background as well. A very clear night, some clouds in the distance, but both teams are ready for Friday Night Baseball. Well, prior to tonight's game, I sat down with Grizzlies left-hand pitcher Bryson Hammer, who joined us on the pregame show. Bryson Hammer has been outstanding over his last couple of outings, which included July 4th and just the other night here in Lake Elsinore, where he picked up a career high in innings in 3 1/3 and strikeouts with 5. We talked about his recent success. We also talked about what he's going to do for the All-Star break, which is right around the corner. And, of course, he gets to go home and see some family in North Carolina. finally, what will it take for the Grizzlies to bring home a championship to California? Bryson Hammer has the answer for you. When we come back after the break, we'll have that interview with him. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show. I'm with here with Grizzlies left-hand pitcher Bryson Hammer. Thanks for taking time for this interview.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
So let's talk about the past couple of weeks for you. It's been a lot of fun to watch you pitch in the back end of this bullpen. Talk about what it's been like on not only July 4th, but just the other night here in Lake Elsinore.
It's been really fun. I think, you know, for the most part, I've just been trying to do my job, just get us in a situation where we can win the game or just close the game out. You know, just not trying to do too much, but just stay in control of what I'm in control of. And I've just been having a lot of fun, you know, playing with the guys. And, you know, obviously started off a little slow, but, you know, keep picking things back up now.
Absolutely. Now, you had a little bit of a stretch where you didn't allow an earned run over 17 straight outings. You know, when things are going right, what's working for you? Is it the fastball? Is it the off speed? Is it just the funky delivery?
I think it's just command in general. I think when everything's going right, command's there. I think whenever I'm at my best, it's just a lot of confidence and not a whole lot of thought, really, and I just think that's what just a lot of things that go right for me whenever I'm feeling good.
You know, you have been really a great option, but the past couple of outings, you've worked multiple innings and a lot of strikeouts, picking up career highs in back-to-back games. So talk about, you know, what it means knowing that you have trust to go out there, kind of like a little bit of a starter, even a long reliever.
Right. No, I mean, it's kind of weird. Obviously, you know, started kind of closing some games, and I've been back in relief. Obviously, you know, the thought doesn't change, you know, still go out there and just pitch my game. But, nothing really changes in the mind. Nothing really changes. I just go out there and throw. And whenever they tell me I'm done, I'm done. And that's kind of the mentality I take with it.
Absolutely. July 4th. We saw the excitement after that game yeah. ended. How much did it mean to you, but also for this team as well, too?
It meant a lot. For me, you know, that outing was kind of like just a really good, like, confidence outing, I think. You know, coming out after that game and getting the strikeout, obviously there was a lot of emotion. There was just a lot of just confidence and emotion, really. There's nothing much to say about it other than that. You know, I just felt really good that day, and just was happy I had the opportunity to do what I did.
Especially in front of that crowd. How cool and how electric was it at Chancy Park?
Oh, it was so much fun. All the people there, I'm glad everybody got to come out and everybody got to enjoy the time.
Absolutely, too. Now, of course, we still have a second half to go to, but there's a little bit of an All-Star break coming up. So what are the plans for Bryson Hammer?
Bryson Hammer is headed home. He is going home Sunday night back to North Carolina. So I'll be just hanging out at the house, hanging out with family, and just watch the draft, obviously. But other than that, just hanging out, just chilling.
Are there any guys that maybe at Dallas Baptist that the Rockies or Grizzlies fans might have a look at, too?
I know there's one big name is Ryan Johnson, the starter. I don't know where he'll be drafted, but I know he had a really good year this year. Obviously, everybody at Dallas Baptist is, you know, they shoved this year. They played outstanding. It was really fun to watch them, especially playing in Arizona. You know, it was really fun.
You know, now the second half is upon us, and this team is fighting for a playoff spot. So what's the mindset right now among the pitchers, but the team as a whole?
I think as pitchers, we just got to kind of struggle a little bit in the bullpen. Starters have still been doing a great job, obviously, Mahoney. But I think as, you know, relievers, we just got to get back up on our feet. Pitch with some confidence like we was the first half. Obviously, we've lost a couple guys, but our job is still the same. We don't change anything, and we're just going to continue to do what we do.
Let's talk about a couple of your other pitchers as well, too. Let's talk about the fellow lefty and Sam Weatherly. How nice is it having a veteran presence like Weatherly in the locker room, but also on the mound as well?
Oh, it's great. coming from Clemson, obviously, he was a big name. He's somebody I looked up to. Everybody always talked about him at Clemson. But I think how he handles himself and how he's helped us adapt to just pro ball in general has been really helpful. I think he's just been a really good mentor and also just a really good friend. You know, he's been there for everybody. If anybody needs anything, he's been there. So kudos to him. He's been a really good help.
A couple guys that's also helped as well, too. Kay Denton, who was used to that playoff push last year,
Brady Hill, Tyler Hoffman, some returners back to Fresno. Talk about how important it's been with those guys as well.
Right, and it's kind of the same thing. I think a lot of them has helped us, you know, whenever we started getting our feet wet in pro ball, I think they helped us a lot just kind of, you know, just getting adapted to it. I think Brady, obviously, he's had a couple struggle buses here, but at the end of the day, he's been a really big help in helping us, you know, the first half and coming in second. And, you know, Hoffman's had a couple struggles, but at the end of the day, you know, he's made strides and leaps, and he's become a better pitcher because of it. So,
and, of course, now with the new pitching coach in Jerry Sullivan, how nice is it to have Sullivan here, a guy that has played in this league and knows what it's about?
Right. I haven't got to talk to him a lot yet, but from what I have heard, he's been nothing but helpful. Seems like a really good guy at the same time, so I'm just hoping, you know, we can grow with him on a better connection. Obviously, after losing guards, it was a little hard, but, you know, him coming in and being able to help us in the middle of the year, hopefully we can just figure it out.
Now, of course, the California League Championship has the Grizzlies' name written all over it, so what's it going to take to get that?
We just got to keep playing our game. Obviously, the first half we played really well. I think we just got to continue to do the same thing and be consistent. Nothing really more than that. We just play our game, and I know we have the capacity and the capability to be a winning team.
Well, the Grizzlies are going to be successful. Thanks to you. Thanks for taking time to interview.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light?
A wonderful national anthem to get us set for Friday night baseball here at Lake Elsinore Diamond in Lake Elsinore, California. A big thank you to Grizzlies left-hand pitcher Bryson Hammer for joining us on the pregame show, and a great national anthem as well as we get set for game 4 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Lake Elsinore Storm. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in to stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, alongside my buddy, my pal, Dominic Lorenz, bringing you the call here in Lake Elsinore. It's glad to be down south where you live.
Hey, it's always good to be in Southern California. I know the Grizzlies, yourself, everybody that supports Fresno Grizzlies wishes this team was at Chuck Chansey Park this weekend to enjoy some baseball, but don't worry, a week from today, they will be back post-All-Star break. But I know overall, as we get ready for Friday Night Baseball, Steven and I are very, very blessed to be on the air. We've had technical troubles the last 3 days, the unfortunate part of being on the road in the California League, but Steven, you have worked tirelessly, nonstop for hundreds of hours, that's to say ever since Tuesday, to get us back up on the air the proper way. So everybody that is listening along and cheering on the Grizzlies, give a shout out to Steven Rice on social media and in person for everything he does for the Grizzlies team and front office.
With that being said, it's now time for the Grizzlies starting lineup. This is presented by Toyota. The Grizzlies, the proud single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies, under reigning California League Manager of the Year, Steve Solis. Here's his Toyota starting lineup. Lean off and playing center field, number 24, Caleb Hobson. Batting second, the shortstop, number 7, Andy Perez. Batting third at third base, number 3, Braylon Wimmer. Batting fourth, the second baseman, number 1, Luis Mendez. Batting fifth, the right fielder, number 14, Felix Tena. Batting sixth, the DH, number 15, Brad Cumbis. Batting seventh at first base, number 22, Nick Guile. Batting eighth, the catcher, number 40, Ben McCabe. And batting ninth, the left fielder, number 25, Jason Hinchman. And on the bump tonight for your Fresno Grizzlies is the left-hander, number 11, Isaiah Coupe. A 5-2 record, a 4.52 ERA. So once again, the Grizzlies, Toyota starting lineup, Hobson, Andy Perez, Wimmer, Mendez, Tena, Cumbis, Guile, McCabe, Hinchman, and Coupe on the bump. Dominic, what is the Lake Elsinore Storm starting lineup tonight?
We'll run through the starting lineup as their right-handed starter, Ian Koenig, is warming things up, getting ready to go. It'll be Leo Dallas DeVries at short, Roseman Verdugo at third, Braden Carpathios in center, Jacob Campbell in right, Ethan Long will be the designated hitter this evening, and the first time we're seeing Caden Hollow behind the plate for Lake Elsinore, followed up by the bottom third of Ryan Wilson at first, Wyatt Hoffman in left, and Chase Valentine over at second, and again, Ian Koenig, the 0-2 record and 11.20 ERA for Lake Elsinore. Again, overall, 41-41 Lake Elsinore, 9-9 in the second half. Fresno, 45-38, 7-11 record in the second half of the 2024 season. And it's that time for Caleb Hobson, once again in the leadoff spot, to step to the plate.
Rockies and Padres, single-A affiliates, ready to go for Friday Night Baseball. As mentioned, Caleb Hobson will stride to the plate, back in the leadoff spot for Fresno. Hobson, 34th game in the leadoff spot, and here comes tonight's first pitch. And it's a chopper to third, picked up nicely over there by Verdugo on a first in time for the out. It goes 5-3, and Hobson, first pitch swinging, is retired. First pitch tonight at 6:46 p.m. as well. As we are underway, as here comes the shortstop and Andy Perez. So Hobson, first pitch swinging. We've seen that already in the series. A bunt just the other night and that fly ball in last night's game to center. As here comes the pitch, it's a called strike to Andy Perez. The count at 0-1. Andy Perez, the number, wears number 7 on the back of his jersey, will line one out to left field. That ball into the corner, and it's caught on the run by the left fielder in Hoffman for the second out. Hoffman made a crazy circus-like catch just the other night in a similar fashion.
And already right there from the Storm outfielder, especially Hoffman, shading Andy Perez the opposite way. He's been known to flare the ball the opposite way. His RBI double in the first yesterday went into left field. So a perfectly placed defense now for Braylon Wimmer.
Here comes the first pitch, and it is a called strike count at 0-1 to Braylon Wimmer. 88 degrees, partly cloudy, but nice clear skies. 6 mph winds from right to left. Here's the 0-1 to Wimmer. It's another called strike, and the count at 0-2.
The coolest night of the bunch. We had a couple 99s and a 98. Tonight, 88. There is a soft breeze blowing right to left just a little bit with the sunset on the Sedco Hills.
As the 0-2 is swung on and missing, Koenig, a 1-2-3 top of the first. We head to the bottom of the first with no score. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? you might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Cruise at the Chuck Chancy Park for the Grizzlies Fiesta Oso, featuring the Lowriders de Fresno. Get ready for all the action with fireworks, food trucks, lowriders, and more. All the fun runs from July 19th through the 21st. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Bottom of the first inning here in Lake Elsinore, California, at Lake Elsinore Diamond. No score here in the bottom of the first as Isaiah Coupe gets the ball against Leodalis de Vries. As the first pitch is lined to left field and way foul. The count of no balls and one strike in the little patio area. One of the nicer areas here in Lake Elsinore's ballpark as the pitch is grounded to third. Wimmer up with it. Here comes the throw to first. It's in time. Wimmer even making sure he had control of that ball before making the play for the first out.
Well, what I've seen so far this week here in Lake Elsinore is manager Steve Solis and the rest of this coaching staff feel very comfortable rotating a lot of the infielders. You saw Mendez at third, Wimmer and Perez at flip-flop between short and third. So a very dependable defense here for Fresno.
As Isaiah Coupe now takes on Roseman Verdugo, who has 7 hits in this series as he swings and misses. They count it 0-1. A 4-hit game on Tuesday, a 3-hit game yesterday, and he had 0 in the Grizzlies' win, so you have to limit Verdugo. As that pitch misses high, count of 1-1. Home plate umpires Gabe Vargas, over on the bases Tyler Vandewater. As here's the 1-1 from Coupe, it's outside, 2-0. Coupe and Fresno wearing their gray uniforms. Fresno written across the front in black and red font as the 2-1 misses again. 3-0. And then red numbers on the back, black cap, black bill, the F/logo on that cap. As here comes the 3-1, it swung on and missed. That ball, a lot of late life to it. And the count full, 3-2. Lake Elsinore, they're in their Friar Fridays celebrating their affiliate, the San Diego Padres. Brown and gold pinstripes with the LE Storm logo on the front. That's in brown and gold. As here comes the 3-2, and it's a high pop-up that will drift into the seats and out of play. And then the all-black cap, black bill, the Storm Eyes logo on top of that cap. As the Storm and Grizzlies are playing here on Friday Night Baseball. Here comes another payoff pitch from Isaiah Coupe, and it's called strike 3 on the outside part of the zone, and Coupe has his first punch out of the evening.
I like to call that a down by way of the K. Good to see Coupe. We talked about it a lot so far in the pregame and especially off air that the amount of spin rate that Coupe gets on some of his secondary pitches is simply one of the best in minor league baseball, and he shows it off right there.
As the first pitch to Braden Carpathia swung on and missed. That ball darting away from him on the outside part of the plate. Counted 0-1.
For Isaiah Coupe, 3 games, 2 starts against the California League South Division as check swing he went around right there is Carpathios, and it's 0-2. 2-0 record and a 2.25 ERA. Good numbers from Coupe here in the game notes.
As here comes the 0-2, he does great against the South Division as he looks to punch out Carpathios, and that just misses on the outside part of the plate. Count of 1-2. Isaiah Coupe, second year with Fresno, joined the Grizzlies at the back half of last year just for a couple games. As here comes the pitch, and it's outside. 2-2. making his 15th appearance, 12th start of the year. Coupe, a 5-2 record, a 4.52 ERA. As here comes the 2-2 to Karpathios, and it's inside, count full once again. Isaiah Coupe, the last couple of outings have not been great for the lefty, especially in the early innings. In his last two starts, 8 hits and 5 runs in both of those outings. As the 3-2 is a ground ball to short, Andy Perez coming up. The sidearm throw is in time. And just like that, both pitchers, a 1-2-3 inning. We head to the second with no score. We'll be back right after this.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Cruise at the Chuck Chancy Park for the Grizzlies Fiesta Oso, featuring the Lowriders de Fresno. Get ready for all the action with fireworks, food trucks, lowriders, and more. All the fun runs from July 19th through the 21st. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment.
Top of the second inning, no score between the Storm and the Grizzlies here at Lake Elsinore Diamond. Luis Mendez will lead things off as here comes the first pitch, and Mendez, a foul ball right back into the netting count at 0-1. Luis Mendez on a 13-game hit streak. As here comes the 0-1. And that is a line drive out to center field, a base hit. Luis Mendez, a 14-game hit streak, continues to pound the baseball, especially in his first at-bats.
And if you look back here over the week in Lake Elsinore, Luis Mendez did not play in the Tuesday evening affair. However, he picked up a base hit in his first at-bat on Wednesday, Thursday, and today. So something about starting off the game for himself on the right foot. And it's a single, 14 games. How about that? It's like two touchdowns in football.
As now Felix Tena to the plate as he fouls off the first offering. The count at 0-1. As a fan trying to make the play, counting no balls and a strike. But Luis Mendez, extending his hit streak, continues to pound the baseball over the past month. As here comes the 0-1 to Tena. And there goes Mendez for a second as Tena, a high fly ball out to center field. It is going to be caught by the center fielder Karpathios as Mendez will skedaddle back to first. So it goes F8 for the first out. It brings up the designated hitter in Brad Cumbist.
Looking at Luis Mendez now batting 24 for 56 during this streak, which is a .429 batting average. 2 homers, 2 triples, 5 doubles, 6 RBIs, 12 runs scored, tack on 3 stolen bases, a little bit of everything. As he's on the run, Cumbus swings and misses. The throw down to second is not in time as it gets away into center field, and Mendez will take a slow, glacial pace walk over to third, and he will advance. We'll see if that goes as a throwing error or a defensive misplay at second. The throw was great from the Lake Elsinore catcher, Hollow, on a one-hop, unable to stab it. Was Lake Elsinore over at second and into center field, and trotting on over to third is Mendez.
Here comes the 0-1 to Cumbist, and it's a foul ball count now at 0-2, just to the right of us here in Lake Elsinore. So Luis Mendez now at third here with one out, and the infield playing back for the Storm, and now they're trotting in. As here comes the 0-2 to Brad Cumbis. Here comes Koenig's pitch, and it is swung on and missed, and Cumbis down on strikes. Second strikeout for the right-hander, second out of the inning, and now brings up first baseman in Nick Guile. So a tough point right there for Cumbis, who had a big game just the other night with a three-run homer and a double as he strikes out in a key spot. So now Nick Guile, day off yesterday. Here comes the pitch to him, and Guile will take it outside. Count it one ball and no strikes.
We're still awaiting the official word, and they're going to give Luis Mendez a steal at second, and then they're going to say a throwing error against the catcher, Caden Hollow. So stolen base, advance to third on the error.
And that's up the middle, and Nick Guile is going to be a backhand, bobbled at second, and then recovered in time by Valentine to end the inning. Guile thought he had a single up the middle. Instead, the Storm get out of the frame without any damage. We head to the bottom of the second with no score. We'll be back right after this.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Bottom of the second inning here in Lake Elsinore. No score between the Grizzlies and the Storm as Jacob Campbell will lead things off against Isaiah Coupe. Coupe working out the full windup. Here comes the pitch, and it's outside, count of 1-0. Experience the ultimate party at Chuck Chansey. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Spring Spa and Salon, as that's a liner over the third baseman Wimmer and into left field. Extra bases for Campbell, finally picked up by Hinchman out in left, and it is a double for Jacob Campbell. That is the leadoff batter for Lake Elsinore here in the second. So both leadoff hitters in the second inning for both teams with a knock, as it brings up the DH in Ethan Long. Speaking of knock, Ethan Long has 9 of them here in this series. 9 RBI for the DH for the Storm. Runner at second with no outs. Coupe looks back the runner, and the pitch is chopped, and it's fouled off. Count it 0-1. Again, experience the ultimate party at Chuck Chansey. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Spring Spa and Salon. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChuckChanseyGold.com. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chuck Chansey Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon. We thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the second. Here's the pitch from Coupe, and it's fouled to the netting. Count it, no balls and 2 strikes. Coupe trying to work out of a leadoff double.
Lake Elsinore has been favorable in situations when getting the leadoff batter on. They had it happen 5 times last night, 4 the previous night, and 4 the previous night before that. So opportunity comes a-knocking, and Elsinore takes advantage as the 0-2 pitch is swung on and missed. Down by way of the K goes Ethan Long, and that's out number one. Good bounce back right there from Isaiah Coupe.
Long, who's been an RBI fiend this week, is down on strike. So now it's Caden Hollow. First time we've seen him in this series. The storm catcher, Hollow, 5'11", 210 pounds from Nampa, Idaho. Played last year and this year with the ACL Padres. As that pitch is low, count of 1 ball and no strikes. Signed as a free agent in 2022 by the Padres. One of 3 catchers listed on this Lake Elsinore roster.
Very limited action, just 10 games and a 188 batting average.
As there is a called strike, count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hitting in the 6th spot, an opportunity for Hollow to show the young manager in Lucas Ray what he has at the dish.
Second youngest manager in MILB history, 27 years old. I think that makes us feel a little bit older as well.
Here comes the 1-1 from Coupe, and it's a called strike. Good breaking ball. Coupe, known for his slider and curveball that can register in the 3,000s for the RPMs. The RPMs usually at the big league level around the 28 to 2850 range, and Coupe registers a little bit more. As here comes the pitch, and it's outside, count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Has a fastball that can reach the upper 80s, low 90s. And he also has a changeup and a sinker to go along with his pitch repertoire.
So what you're saying is Colorado loves him. They love his style of pitching. We're looking forward to seeing more of it here tonight as the 2-2 pitch is skied out into center field. Hobson comes in. He then goes back out. He camps under it, makes the grab in the sun. He's going to throw it on over to the third. A great throw, but just getting in there by a pinch, tagging up from second to third is Campbell. F8, it goes in the book. Campbell goes second to third. So a runner just 90 feet away with 2 outs and the first baseman, Ryan Wilson, to the plate.
Caleb Hobson, that is his 152nd putout this year. He was looking for his 2nd double play of the season as well. That throw was beautiful by the Grizzly center fielder.
That looked like a good arm, kind of the arm of a quarterback. Brad Cumbus would know a little bit about that as a tight end back in his days at Mississippi State.
As that is a called strike in the inner portion of the plate from Isaiah Coupe. Caleb Hobson, you love to have him in the field. Jack Mahoney has said it. Ben McCabe has said it on the air this year. As that's a check swing, and he did go around, counted 0-2, according to home plate umpire Gabe Vargas.
And speaking of Ben McCabe, a terrific job of keeping that ball in front of him, getting down from the catcher's position, lowering the knees, but also making sure the chest is in a downward position to make sure to keep that ball in front of you and not get to the backstop.
No balls, 2 strikes, and again, going to trust McCabe here. Here comes the pitch from Coupe, and it's inside. He went right back to the breaking ball to count at 1-2.
And he put Ben McCabe right back on his knees like a hockey goaltender. Kind of keep it down, keep everything in front of you, keep it stuffed. And either way, keeps the ball in front of him, even with a runner at third base. Taking off on a good lead right now is Campbell.
Here comes the pitch from Coupe, and it's outside 2-2. And the runner at third and Campbell was taking a very strong secondary lead, more of a running start towards the plate.
Trying to get the mindset off of Coupe, distract a little bit, see if that takes something off of his arsenal to the batter Wilson.
As the 2-2 is fouled towards the Grizzlies dugout on the third base side, count at 2-2 as the bat boy for Lake Elsinore will watch it go right near him. And he grabs the baseball. Count remains at 2 balls, 2 strikes. Isaiah Coupe.
30 pitches and 19 strikes at the moment. A good ratio for Coupe.
As the pitch is just low, and Coupe thought he had strike 3. You can see the competitiveness from Coupe.
And according to Zuanich here, Ryan Zuanich, the techno is, you know, aficionado here for the Fresno Grizzlies. He's nodding his head saying, absolutely, that should have been a down by way of the K.
As the 3-2 is a line drive to deep left field. Hinchman going back. He's still going back and makes the play up against the wall to end the inning. Coupe, a sigh of relief, and the Grizzlies do not allow a run to score. Let's head to the third here in Lake Elsinore, tied at 0. We'll be back right after this.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Top of the third inning here in Lake Elsinore at Lake Elsinore Diamond. No score between the Grizzlies and the Storm as Ben McCabe will lead things off. McCabe reaching base four times, including a career-high three singles in last night's loss. McCabe, an RBI single in the ninth inning as he looks to start things off as the first pitch is a called strike from right-hander and Ian Koenig. Koenig has split time between two levels this year. The San Jose native, as the 0-1 is low, count of one ball and one strike. Koenig is 23 years old, bats left but throws right, 6'2", 225 pounds. As here comes the pitch from the righty, and it's a line drive to left, and it goes foul, heads up over there, and hopefully everyone's okay. I think it was actually caught by someone out there.
Ricocheted on a couple of spots off of the poles and different things on the party deck on the left side by the Diamond Tap Room, their bar and grill area.
As the 1-2 is called, strike three, McCabe caught looking. Third punch out for Koenig. First out of the innings brings up left fielder in Jason Hinchman. Koenig with Lake Elsinore. This is his seventh start. 13 and two-thirds innings, an 0-2 record, an 11.20 ERA. Had three starts with the ACL Padres before his promotion to Lake Elsinore in the California League. Only four innings in those three outings, though, for the right-hander. Last year, made six appearances out of the bullpen, and he finished three of those games. As that goes outside, count of 1-1. Last year with the Storm, a 1-1 record, a 4.19 ERA. As here comes the 1-1 offering from the righty, and that swung on and missed by Hinchman, and the count at 1-2. The Grizzlies so far, just a hit from Luis Mendez. It's Koenig ready to go. That fastball has been dazzling as the 1-2 is a fly ball out to shallow right field. Campbell racing over, still in the sun, will reach up and make the play just shy of the shade, and that is the second out of the inning. And it brings up the leadoff batter in Caleb Hobson. So the Grizzlies, first two batters can't get on base. And so far, Koenig has retired 8 of 9. Now the second time through the order, Hobson a ground out on this first pitch he saw to third base. As he will take a pitch in there for a strike and the count at 0-1.
And this has been a little bit of a struggle point for the Fresno Grizzlies in this series, facing a lot of starting pitchers with an ERA of 5 and above and haven't quite been able to really expose that to the greatest extent. Yes, some early scoring on Tuesday and yesterday, but so far haven't really got that je ne sais quoi of like a 10-plus run game or a high offensive performance right off the bat.
Here's the 0-2, and that is just outside, count of one ball and two strikes. The Grizzlies, though, had 11 hits yesterday. Hobson looking for his third hit of this series. He is 2 for 13 in this three games so far. As here's the 1-2 to Hobson. And it's high for a ball. Two balls and two strikes here in the top of the third inning. No score between the Grizzlies and the Storm. Here comes the two-ball, two-strike offering from Koenig. And it swung on and missed. And Koenig, another 1-2-3 inning. He has four punch-outs. We head to the bottom of the third, tied at zero. We'll be back right after this.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Bottom of the third inning, no score between the Grizzlies and the Storm here at Lake Elsinore Diamond, as Wyatt Hoffman will lead things for the Storm against Isaiah Coupe, the left-hander out of Ohio State. As Coupe ready to go, here comes the first pitch to Wyatt Hoffman, and it's a called strike. The count at 0-1. Isaiah Coupe is 6'1", 190 pounds. The left-hander is 21 years old. As the 0-1 is inside, count of 1-1. Born in Hazel Crest, Illinois, as we said, an Ohio State product, a fourth-round draft pick by the Rockies in 2023. Was that swung on and missed? Count at 1-2. Coupe has already won a California League Pitcher of the Week this year. That was in a relief outing and a piggyback roll on June 15th versus Rancho Cucamonga. As the 1-2 on its way, and it swung on and missed. Good breaking ball down in the zone. And just like that, his third strikeout of the contest. Hoffman is out, and it brings up second baseman Chase Valentine.
And once again, we call that a down by way at the K. That's the theme right now for Isaiah Coupe. Three total punchouts tonight. Verdugo, Long, and now Hoffman. Chase Valentine, the batter. He came in last night's game relieving second baseman and MLB rehabber Xander Bogaerts after four at-bats and seven innings of work as the first pitch misses outside to Valentine. And it's 1-0. We did see Valentine in game one of this series as that one is fouled off right side. Two hops the roof and goes up and out of the ballpark here at the Diamond.
Isaiah Coupe struck out 11 against Inland Empire over five innings of two-run ball on May 4th. As here's a liner out to left field, a base hit. Henchman will grab it, and it's a one-out single for Valentine. No hearts there for Fresno as it goes to the top of the order in DeVries. But I know, Dominic, that you probably remember that outing for Coupe with his 11 punch-outs as you were filling in for Steve Wendt of the 66ers.
I do remember that day. It was the eve of Cinco de Mayo. It was May the 4th be with you, and definitely it was with the 4th and with the Grizzlies in that day in a big win. Overall, it was a 5-2 win, 11 punch-outs, 5 innings, only 2 runs, yes, 8 hits, but it was the strikeouts that were so dominant for Isaiah Coupe.
As here's the pitch to the switch-hitting 17-year-old prospect in the Padres system. It's a fly ball to deep left field. Hinchman racing back again. He will not make the play this time, and it's going to be extra bases. Here comes the throw. It's not going to be made by Perez. It's an RBI double, and the Storm lead 1-0. DeVries smacked that ball to left field. Hinchman tried making the play, and it bounced against him, and Valentine scores all the way from first. If Hinchman would have caught that ball, they would have been able to double off Valentine, who was on his horse from first.
The only positive thing about that run for Lake Elsinore in this series so far through the first three games, whoever scores first in the game has ended up losing the game. So hopefully that trend stays tonight, as that one is skied high in front of us and now flying above us, and it's 0-1 to Roseman Verdugo.
Runner at second with one out here in the bottom of the third. 1-0 the Storm lead the Grizzlies. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valleys. That ball is to the backstop from Coupe. Up to third, DeVries on the wild pitch. So now runner in scoring position again for the Storm. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote, or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. As that ball crushed to left and gone. A teed shot out to left field, hammered by Verdugo. It's now 3-0 Storm. A two-run homer again. Another ball absolutely demolished to left field. And Verdugo continues his hot series. His eighth hit, another two RBI. DeVries scores as well. And Coupe has allowed three hits and now three runs this inning.
And this is a little bit of something that's happened to Fresno pitchers in this series. It looks good for a good chunk of time, but then all of a sudden the wheels just completely come off. It was the same thing for Jack Mahoney last night, who gave up four runs on five hits in the second inning. And so far through Coupe, is that one of Carpathios is in there for a strike, 0-1. Three runs on three hits here in the third.
As here's the pitch, and it's swung on and foul tip, counted 0-2. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. There were two hits within that read. We thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the third. As here comes the 0-2 from Coupe. And it's high for a ball, count of one ball and two strikes. Again, bottom of the third inning, 3-0 the Storm lead the Grizzlies here on July 12th. Fresno trying to find a way. This pitching staff, it's been a rough go of things here in this series. The Storm winning the first half in the California League South Division despite a .500 record, and the Grizzlies finishing with a better overall record in the first half.
Crazy how baseball works and the way the divisions are aligned and how minor league baseball works. Sometimes baseball can't be explained.
As the pitch is inside and the count full now, 3-2. Coupe had allowed a single, a double, and then a two-run homer. As the 3-2 from Coupe is a foul ball. Coupe, it's been a tough go in early innings for Coupe. We've seen that over the past two outings. We said that a little bit earlier. This is a left-hander, though, that has worked well out of the bullpen for Fresno. Last year, especially against the Modesto Nuts, working in and out of trouble in a relief role, now starting, especially with the plethora of pitches. As the 3-2 is swung on and missed, went right back to the off-speed, and Carpathios is out. Fourth strikeout now for Coupe, second out of the inning, and it brings up right fielder Jacob Campbell.
And it puts in perspective sometimes how one pitch or two pitches sometimes change the complexion of a game in such a drastic fashion. And after getting the first out of the third inning, three consecutive hits have Elsinore in the lead as Campbell ready to go against Coupe. And the first one is down and in the dirt. McCabe will get a new baseball from the home plate umpire. Gabe Vargas here tonight, two-man crew in the California League, ping-ponging back and forth between home and first.
Gabe Vargas, a Corona product, as Coupe falls off the mound. Count now at 2-0. So Vargas, this is really in his neck of the woods. As here comes the pitch from Isaiah Coupe, working out of the full windup, wearing the black sleeves. as that is outside. Three balls and no strikes. Coupe has not issued a walk yet tonight, and his first 3-0 count in this evening's game. Here comes the 3-0 outside, ball four. That was not even close, and Campbell draws the walk. A two-out walk, and it brings up Ethan Long, who struck out his first time at the plate.
And for Isaiah Coupe, he does have a very good ratio between walks to strikeouts. He's given up three walks back on June the 29th and April the 20th. Those are the only times three or more walks have been issued. Everything else, two and below.
As the pitch is a fly ball out to deep center field. Hobson racing back. He looks up, and it's off the wall, and it's going to bounce away for a while. Long has his RBI again. It's going to be a double. And just like that, it is 4-0 Storm.
And it looked like Ethan Long, as he was turning first, going to second, he came up hobbling about halfway to the second base bag. He started limping and moving his, I believe it's his left leg up and down to try to make sure if it's a knee, hamstring, ankle, something was not comfortable for him, as they show the replay on the scoreboard out in right center field. And yes, he starts lifting up the left leg as he gets closer to the second base bag. For the moment, talking to the athletic trainer, it looks like he's going to be okay and kind of wave everybody off, but here comes manager for Lake Elsinore to check on him, and it's going to be a pitching mound visit now for the Fresno Grizzlies. Number 26, Jerry Sullivan, will have a conversation with Coupe.
Whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. We thank Express Furniture Rental for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the third. Mound visit done. The athletic trainer off for the Storm. So now runner at second here with two outs. So now it's the catcher in hollow, runner at second, and it is 4-0 Storm. As Coupe looks back the runner, and the pitch is swung on and missed the count at 0-1.
This is the opportunity right now for Isaiah Coupe to minimize the damage and keep this at a four-run deficit. It's got a little bit of weight from him here in the bottom of the third. Lake Elsinore has sent up and put up some crooked runs throughout this series thus far. And as Coupe looks back to second, the 0-1 offering will be grounded right on over to the second baseman. Mendez gobbles it up, goes to first, and that mound visit from Jerry Sullivan came in very impeccable time to get the final out of the frame. So Lake Elsinore puts four runs on the board, capped off by a two-run blast by Roseman Verdugo and a couple other base hits along the way. We'll go to the top of the fourth. Grizzlies trail 4-0 here on FresnoGrizzlies.com.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Top of the fourth inning here in Lake Elsinore. 4-0, the Storm lead the Grizzlies as the Padres single-A affiliate trying to do something special tonight like their high-A affiliate just did. The Fort Wayne Tin Caps, who just combined for a no-hitter. It was between three former Storm pitchers, Henry Baez, Will Geertes, and Jose Geraldo, as Andy Perez chops it foul. Count of 1-1.
Well, I can tell you right now, it's not going to be a no-hitter here in Southwest Riverside County, courtesy of Luis Mendez's 14-game hitting streak being extended back in the second inning.
As the 1-1 is outside of Perez, 2-0, the Grizzlies' offense needs to get going and needs to get going right now. Andy Perez, 6 homers, 51 RBIs. The 2-1 to Perez, swung on and missed. That fastball in on the hands, the count at 2-2. This Grizzlies team trying to find something. You can't just rely on one player. You're not going to win games by just trusting one batter. So here comes the 2-2 and a fly ball deep to right field and way foul. That one out to the barn out in right field. There's a barn past all of their performance and batting cage areas here in Lake Elsinore. And Perez would love to instead shoot one over that big right field wall. Here comes the 2-2, and he lines it to left center field this time, but playable for the left fielder in Hoffman, who makes the catch, and there's the first out.
And there's the baseball gods once again, giveth and taketh away in some way, shape, or form. A good piece of hitting by Perez, even though it went wide into foul territory, and then quickly one up and one down here for Braylon Wimmer.
Braylon Wimmer struck out his first time at the plate against Ian Koenig, who's back out for another inning. And there's a ground ball to third, picked up by Verdugo. The throw to first is in time. It goes 5-3, and the Grizzlies have not been able to get things going so far, as it brings up second baseman Luis Mendez, the bright spot right now for Fresno. Mendez 1-for-1, a single, also a stolen base, as tonight's crowd, 1,239 in attendance. As here comes the pitch to Mendez outside, count of 1-0. One thing I love about Lake Elsinore, they give you the attendance before you really even get settled into tonight's game. As here comes the 1-0 to Mendez and a check swing, and he did go around, count of 1-1.
Crazy to think minor league baseball, summer nights, wanting a big crowd, only 12:39 a night, a lot of people on summer vacation. I remember the days here in Lake Elsinore, man, 5,000-6,000 were in attendance for a weekend set.
As the count now at 1-2, and it didn't hit anybody. There was a little kid and almost hit the little kid wearing a gray cap, and everyone said that he is okay. So count at 1-2 as Mendez, he foul tips it. And the count stays the same at 1-2. It looks like it got a piece of the catcher in hollow as well. So the Grizzlies right now only one hit thanks to Mendez. And he's taking some great swings already tonight. Even on that foul ball that ricocheted off into the crowd, you could tell that he's right on some pitches. As the 1-2 is inside and called strike three late. What a late call from Gabe Vargas. And that will end the inning as the Grizzlies down in order once again. They trail 4-0 as we head to the bottom of the fourth. We'll be back right after this.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Bottom of the fourth inning, 4-0 the Storm lead the Grizzlies. They're at Lake Elsinore Diamond as Isaiah Coupe, first pitch breaking ball, is in there for a strike to Ryan Wilson, who flew out to left field his first time at the plate. Here's the 0-1. That is a called strike. Quickly, no balls and two strikes. Lake Elsinore, that four-run third inning, the difference so far. As Coupe winds and deals. And it's in the dirt, count of one ball and two strikes. The All-Star break right around the corner, but the Grizzlies will return home to Chachansey Park for a three-game series against the San Jose Giants. And if you want to talk about one of the most important series of the year, you have that from July 19th through the 21st. As that pitch misses, two balls and two strikes. It'll be Lowriders weekend at Chukchansey Park. And, of course, you want to wheel on over to downtown Fresno. Grab your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com and come watch all the fun. As that's called strike three, and Coupe has his fifth strikeout of the game. First out of the inning as it brings up the left fielder in Wyatt Hoffman.
Learning about the promotions and knowing what's coming up at Chukchansey Park, I don't know, maybe I got to make the drive from Southern California to Fresno next weekend for that big, important three-game set.
It's very, very important. Here's a fly ball out to left field. Hinchman giving chase. Did he make the play? And he did not. This is going to be extra bases, and into third is Hoffman. It's a one-out triple. And again, Hinchman laying out to try to make a great catch.
Jason Hinchman putting an A for effort, running all the way from routine left field all the way to the flagpoles in left center field as the wall bows out. He dove right at the base of the wall, and he had it in the glove, but as he came crashing to the ground, it popped in and out of the glove, so the force of the ground forcing that ball out and allowing the batter Wyatt Hoffman around first, second, and into third with a one-out hit.
As now Chase Valentine was a single and a run to the plate, and it's a line drive caught by Andy Perez. The infield was in, and fortunately for Fresno, Perez was in the perfect spot for the second out. So now with two away, it brings up DeVries.
The official scoring on the Wyatt Hoffman fly ball will indeed be his first triple of the 2024 season. Tough play for Hinchman defensively, but right now two outs, one away. Isaiah Coupe needs to get that third and final out to keep this at a four-run deficit.
And DeVries will take a pitch outside, count at 1-0. He had a rocket double his last time up. He also scored a run thanks to the home run from Verdugo, who awaits on deck. As here comes the 1-0 from Coupe, and it swung on and missed, and the count at 1-1. Bottom of the fourth inning, the Grizzlies trail 4-0. The Storm looking at their fifth run against the Grizzlies lefty. As here comes the 1-1 offering from Coupe, and it's in the dirt, two balls and one strike.
And you talk about the All-Star break coming up. The MLB draft is coming up next week. So how does the MLB draft factor into minor league baseball, especially around of the time of the four-day break?
A lot of the Grizzlies players will look forward to some new teammates around the corners. That swung on and missed. Coupe was a part of that group last year. Kay Denton in the bullpen, we'll probably see him at some point tonight as well, where they're part of that 2023 draft class that were reinforcements to the Grizzlies roster. And you could see a lot of really good players joining Fresno in the next couple of weeks. As here comes the 2-2, and a fly ball crushed out to left center field, and Hobson is there, and he puts it away to end the one-out triple. So the Grizzlies come up with a zero. We head to the fifth. The Grizzlies bats trailing 4-0. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
The Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Top of the fifth inning, the Grizzlies, they trail the Storm 4-0 as right-hander Ian Koenig is out of the game, and now Will Varmet in to pitch for the Storm as he will take on Felix Tenna here in the top of the fifth inning. As the right-hander Varmet getting ready, here comes the first pitch to Tenna. It's inside count at 1-0. Final line for Koenig, 4 scoreless innings, 1 hit, no walks, and 5 punch-outs. He was outstanding despite coming in with an 11.20 ERA. As Tenna fouls off the next pitch into the crowd, and the count at 1-1. Le Provence apartment homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Le Provence is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1 and 2 bedroom apartments. Here comes the 1-1 to Tenna, and it is a called strike count at 1-2. Visit their website at leprovenceapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you, luxurious 1 and 2 bedroom apartments. As that is a fly ball out to right field, playable for the right fielder near the line, now in foul territory, and it is caught by the right fielder in Campbell for the first out. And it brings up the DH in Brad Cumbis. Again, a big thank you to Minko Abbott and Le Provence, apartment homes of the Dominion, here in the top of the fifth.
The reliever Will Varmet, a 2-3 record, a 6.14 ERA in 22 games out of the pen, or 22 total games, 20 of the 22 out of the pen, 2 in a starter's role as that one misses away and gets past the Lake Elsinore catcher Hollow, 1-0 to Brad Cumbis. You can tack on 36 2/3 innings, 31 walks, 47 strikeouts, and opponents batting .230 against the Lake Elsinore reliever.
Brad Cumbis trying to get something for Fresno. They have had 10 straight batters retired. As here comes the 1-0 to Cumbis, and he lines it foul. Count of 1-1. Brad Cumbis will celebrate a birthday tomorrow as the Grizzlies and the Storm will continue their series. As we mentioned, the Grizzlies will return home July 19th through the 21st against the San Jose Giants in a crucial series. As here's a line drive to left field, and that ball is just foul. As Cumbis was looking for extra bases, count at 1-2.
That looked like a replication of Wednesday night's contest when Brad Cumbis had that big home run in the fourth and then the RBI double in the tenth. A lot of line drives, screaming line drives off the bat of Cumbis, so just a little bit wide on that one. Straighten it on out, tighten the hips, get the hands ready to roll, and let's put it in fair territory.
As here comes the 1-2 to Brad Cumbis from the right handle of Varmet. And Cumbis will take a low, 2-2. So Will Varmet, the right-hander, wears number 8 on the back of his Friar Friday jersey. Counted 2-2. The Grizzlies trail 4-0 as that's outside, 3 balls and 2 strikes.
Time to be a little patient at the plate. We see a little wildness from Varmet so far, a couple pitches to the backstop. But still, 3-2 count, 1 out, nobody on. You got to find a way to protect the plate here if you're Brad Cumbest.
Lake Elsinore 6 hits, Fresno with 1. As here's the 3-2, and it's fouled off by Cumbest. The Storm coming to tonight's game had 21 hits over their last 2 outings, and 20 of them were singles. Tonight for Lake Elsinore, they already have 4 extra base hits in this game. As here comes the pitch to Cumbest again, and he lines one out to left field, and it is going to be caught on the run by Hoffman. And every ball is being caught tonight by the Storm defense. That ball was hit on a rocket to left, and Hoffman so good out there for the second out.
It just seems right now the luck is not going in the Grizzlies' way. As it just feels like Lake Elsinore has the roadmap to where every single ball is being hit to, and right now, tough sledding here in the 5th inning for Fresno.
As Nick Guile swings and misses, counted 0-1. Guile had a hard ground ball up the middle his last time that the second baseman Valentine made a great play on to end a threat the Grizzlies had in the 2nd inning. As the 0-1 is low, 1 ball and 1 strike.
We talk about pivotal moments in different areas of the game, and Mendez was on third base with 2 outs in the 2nd one. That Guile ground ball up the middle went down for a 4-3 put out, and again, that could have changed the complexion of a game. 1-0 Grizzlies in the 2nd, it could have been, and who knows what could have happened after that. But again, baseball, you can't assume anything. You can't say, oh, well, what if this happened? Those are all theories. This is fact.
As the 2-1 is outside, 3 balls and a strike. As the right-hander in Varmet will have to throw a pitch in the zone here to Guile. The Grizzlies have not drawn a walk yet tonight. As here's the 3-1 to Guile, and it's outside, and there it is, the first walk of the game. A 2-out walk to Nick Guile, the second base runner for Fresno. And it brings up Ben McCabe, who was caught looking his last time at the plate.
That is twice tonight. Mr. Stephen Rice has predicted a walk. It was the first one back in the 3rd inning against Jacob Campbell, and now to Nick Guile. So Stephen Rice getting his dice all ready to go and going on a little bit of a roll right now.
As that is outside, count at 1-0 from the right-hander Varmet. Good fastball. We've seen it so far against Tenna and then Cumbest, and that one right there just a little bit outside to count at a ball and no strikes. And here's a mound visit from the catcher in Hollow to Varmet. The count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hey, Grizzlies fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Ya Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. We thank Pete and Jerry's for being a proud partner of Minor League Baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the 5th. Here's the pitch to McCabe, and he fouls it off. Count it 1-1. Good fastball there is the ball. Maybe we'll find a fan. Count it 1 ball and 1 strike. You can hear some claps to the right of us here in Lake Elsinore.
In some way, shape, or form, it's probably good that there's only 1,239 as McCabe, he's going to deposit that one into shallow center field for a base hit. This is Ben McCabe getting another hit. He had 3 hits last night. He picks up a hit here in the 5th inning, and a mini rally started for the Grizzlies. A 2-out walk to Guile, a base hit to McCabe, and now Jason Hinchman, who is 1 swing away from getting this Grizzlies squad back in it, trailing 4-0.
And the Grizzlies, too, they had a lot of great action in the 9th inning with 2 outs in yesterday's contest. Despite trailing 10-2, they scored 3 runs. And now it's Jason Hinchman as he will take a pitch outside, count of 1-0.
Well, it wasn't just 2 outs. It was with 2 strikes. All of their RBIs in the 9th inning came with 2 strikes. So they like being put on the ropes a little bit, and they like to show off just a little bit when that happens.
As the 1-0 to Hinchman is outside, 2 balls and no strikes. Now Hinchman in a hitter's count right here. 2 home runs for the Tennessee Tech product. Big swings from Hinchman.
He's been big on the defensive side, had a lot of balls come his way so far. So looking to translate defense into offense here in the top of the fifth inning.
As the 2-0 is a call strike, count at 2-1. As you could see, Hinchman getting out on his front foot after taking that fastball for a strike. Two balls and a strike. Guile the runner at second, McCabe the runner at first. Okay speed on the base pass as Hinchman, here comes the 2-1 him. And it's high for a ball. Three balls and a strike. Caleb Hobson on deck.
In the pursuit of scoring runs, perseverance and patience is key for the Fresno Grizzlies. And the last three batters, Guile, McCabe, and now Hinchman, have done that extremely well. Looking to get against Varmit here. The 3-1 offering, and that one is just going to clip. Oh, boy. Jason Hinchman thought that one could have been called for ball four. We're going to look at it, and it will indeed be a strike.
So three balls, two strikes with two outs, as Hinchman's going to try to battle right here.
And it looks like, after all, it wouldn't have been called the strike according
as
to the track.
As he swings and misses to end the inning, and again, the Grizzlies cannot find a way to score 4-0 as we head to the bottom of the fifth. We'll be back right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Cruise at the Chuck Chansey Park for the Grizzlies Fiesta Oso, featuring the Lowriders de Fresno. Get ready for all the action with fireworks, food trucks, lowriders, and more. All the fun runs from July 19th through the 21st. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Bottom of the fifth inning, 4-0. The Storm lead the Grizzlies here in Lake Elsinore, California. As the first pitch is swung on and missed by Roseman Verdugo. Verdugo 1-for-2, a two-run homer back in that four-run third inning for the Storm. The only inning with runs so far in tonight's contest. As there is a good curveball that dances into the zone. No balls and two strikes to Verdugo.
This is the third time in this series where Lake Elsinore has put up a crooked number in an inning. They had six in the seventh on Tuesday. They did not have anything on Wednesday in the 6-3-10 inning win for Fresno. But then yesterday, four in the second inning, which kind of set the tone for the majority of the game.
As Verdugo is out on strikes, went right back to that curveball. Old Uncle Charlie, as that is the sixth strikeout for Isaiah Coupe, and a big first out of the inning against Verdugo.
And you talked about this so far. Isaiah Coupe has struggled in early innings so far in certain starts this year. And again, you wipe away the four-run, four-hit third inning. He has no runs on two hits with that great strikeout total of four. Again, that is all taking away the third inning of play.
As that pitch misses, one ball, no strikes to Carpathios. Back for another year with the Storm, as he will fly one out to left field. Hinchman's been busy, going back now, just shy of the warning track. He will reach up and make the play for the second out of the inning. A long way for Hinchman to go again.
Well, you've seen Hinchman this year play multiple positions, and primarily left field and first base. He's getting his steps out there tonight. If you put a little Apple Watch or Galaxy Watch or even the old style, you know, not speedometers, but, you know, the meters that track how many steps you do in a day, Yeah, it's going to be a lot for Hinchman this evening.
As now Jacob Campbell to the plate as that's outside, count at 1-0. Campbell has reached base twice, a double, walk, and a run scored here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Coupe will wind and deal, and that is a chopper back to Coupe, who picks it up with the bare hand and the throw to first in time. A 1-2-3 inning for Isaiah Coupe. Second time he's done that. Let's head to the sixth. The Grizzlies trailing 4-0. We'll be back right after this.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Cruise at the Chuck Chancy Park for the Grizzlies Fiesta Oso, featuring the Lowriders de Fresno. Get ready for all the action with fireworks, food trucks, lowriders, and more. All the fun runs from July 19th through the 21st. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Top of the sixth inning here at Lake Elsinore, California. Lake Elsinore Diamond, 4-0. The Storm lead the Grizzlies as a good breaking ball in there for a strike to Caleb Hobson, who is 0-2 tonight as the Grizzlies trying to find something on offense. Just two hits and a walk. As here's the pitch to Hobson. Swing and a miss. The count at 0-2. Hobson a little bit of a slump in this series. Just two hits for the Grizzlies leadoff batter. As here comes the 0-2 from the righty in Varmet. And it's outside. Called strike three. That's the first out of the inning. Second strikeout in a row for the right-hander Varmet. And the Grizzlies continue to have struggles at the plate. As here comes shortstop Andy Perez, who's 0-2.
And this is rough sledding right now for Fresno. Is just two hits in the contest. Not too many base runners. Had a few chances to get on the scoreboard, but have unable to drop the hammer a little bit and put something on the board. As that one misses down low to Andy Perez. One ball, no strikes.
As here comes the pitch to Perez, and he will chop it foul off his leg. Count it 1-1. Hey, heads up, Grizzlies fans. Chuck Chancy Park has already enacted a clear bag policy in effect starting on June 1st. In an effort to increase speed of entry at the ballpark and for the safety of all fans, all bags must be see-through, with the exception of small clutches and any necessary medical items, including diaper bags. All bags will still be subject to search at the gates. Here's the 1-1 of Perez. It's outside 2-1. For more information, please visit FresnoGrizzlies.com/gameday. Thank you for your understanding as we continue to make Chuck Chancy Park the greatest venue in all of minor league baseball. Line drive to left field. Hoffman played perfectly, makes the play for the second out. And once again, Hoffman has the best of Perez. He's gone all three out so far from the Grizzlies shortstop. Now it's Braylon Wimmer, who's 0-2.
In all four defensive putouts for Hoffman in left tonight, he has been played perfectly in each and every one of them thus far. So someone on the defensive metric side for Lake Elsinore doing their homework for a couple Fresno batters here this evening.
As Wimmer will pop up the first pitch out of play, counting no balls and a strike here in the top of the sixth inning on July 12th. Glad you could join us. for Friday Night Baseball Fresno. Very quiet so far this evening as Wimmer, 10 home runs trying to get on the board as he will pop up another one. Foul and count it, no balls and two strikes. Braylon Wimmer, the South Carolina product, was the California League Player of the Month for June. A little bit of an up and down month of July so far for Wimmer. As Wimmer trying to get going for this Fresno offense. No balls, two strikes for Matt Reddy. Here comes the pitch from the righty as the pitch clock down is zero and it's high for a ball count at 1-2.
I guess Varmet was able just to get it off in the nick of time, or maybe there was a little bit of leeway from Gabe Vargas, the home plate umpire. We've only seen that happen once, a pitch clock violation strikeout in this series as Wimmer skies it to right field. Going back on it is Campbell. He's going to camp under it just in front of the warning track. Makes the grab for out number three. So once again, the Fresno Grizzlies go down 1-2-3 in a frame. We go to the bottom of the sixth, and it's the hometown Lake Elsinore Storm leading your Fresno Grizzlies by the score of 4-0. You're listening to myself and Stephen Rice live on FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities.
Bottom of the sixth inning here in Lake Elsinore. The Grizzlies trail the Storm 4-0 as it will be Alan Camus leading things off as the first pitch is a called strike from Isaiah Coupe. Coupe, if he can get through this inning, will have a new career high in innings pitched. As that pitch is a slow ground ball foul, counted 0-2, and Ethan Long, the designated hitter, is out of this game, Dominic.
We saw him have an RBI double in the third inning, but when he rounded first, went toward second, about halfway up the line, he started gimping a little bit with the left leg hobbling. They checked him out. He stayed in the game as Camus is going to swing and miss at that one. Down by way of the K goes the new designated hitter for Lake Elsinore. One up and one down for Coupe to bring up Caden Hollow. But final thoughts, they kept him in the game, but in between the innings, didn't see him defensively because, again, he's the designated hitter. But out of precaution, Lake Elsinore pulls Ethan Long from the lineup.
As that pitch is inside a hollow, count of one ball and no strikes. And right now, Isaiah Coupe, he is retired 6 in a row. As here comes the 1-0, and that is swung on and missed. Count at 1-1. And besides that really rough third inning, Coupe's looked outstanding.
Absolutely. Everything's been working in so far, again, with the exclusion of that poor third inning, as that one's rolled over and grounded to Mendez at second. He'll go to the short side, a Guile at first in time for out number two. So tack on another batter that gets sent down. Make it a grand total of 7 in a row for Isaiah Coupe. And again, in total, if you take away the third inning, no runs, 2 hits, and a plethora of strikeouts, and that's what we like to see from Isaiah Coupe.
As now Ryan Wilson, who's 0-2, a flyout and a strikeout for the first baseman as he will take a called strike, and the breaking ball working nicely for Coupe back into the zone. No action yet for Fresno. A couple guys getting loose down there in the pen, but Coupe wants this game.
Now, It's going to be a situation we talked about earlier in this series with the starters that typically go on Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays are going to have a situation with the All-Star break next week. Their starts are going to be thrown off a little bit as a high chopper past the glove of Coupe. Perez picks it up across the diamond, and it's off the glove of Guile and rolls away. And it goes out of play. McCabe's got his hands up as the ball gets stuck a little bit underneath a fence that leads to the Storm bullpen. It was not granted, but the runner, Wilson, advances to second on the throw from Andy Perez that just glances off the tip of the glove of Guile. Nearly a phenomenal play from the Grizzlies shortstop. We'll see where the official score lies, but it's a runner on second and two outs for Wyatt Hoffman.
Hoffman 1-for-2, a triple his last time at the plate. He has been busy out in left field as well, as Isaiah Coupe now in trouble once again. As here comes the pitch from the left-hander Coupe, and it's low for a ball, count at 1-0. It's going to be a straight air on Andy Perez. I don't know about that one.
We'll see how the conversations go. I know you, Steven, and Ryan Zuanich, the video specialist here and techno guy, as I like to nickname him for Fresno, will probably have some conversations with Steve Solis and the coaching staff after the game, as you guys always do, talking baseball shop and how good the lineup could be today and what can happen for the Grizzlies. And it's one of those situations, a tough break right there for Perez, who's been very stellar on defense this season.
Perez was coming in on that play. It's a tough ball. He had to release it quickly, and the sidearm throw just did not make it in time. As here comes the 1-1 from Coupe. It's a called strike in the count at 1-2. And for Perez, you got to feel a little bit because he's been given a lot of errors this season despite a lot of great plays overall. 14 errors, though, for the 20-year-old out of Cuba. As the pitch is in the dirt, count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. So runner at second here with 2 outs, and Coupe trying to tie a career high in innings pitched. Coupe on his pitch count wise right now, this will be pitch number 90 tonight.
And still no activity in the Grizzlies bullpen down the left field corner. So this is all Isaiah Coupe here tonight, as the 2-2 pitch is just sawed off foul towards the Grizzlies dugout as the ball went to pitching coach Jerry Sullivan. He's got the clipboard, the paper, the pen, and tracking every single thing these Grizzly pitchers do, trying to revamp their system after a tough month of July here so far.
2 balls, 2 strikes as Coupe looks in once again. The Grizzlies ERA in the mid six in the month, as that's another chopper foul and a play almost made in the dugout. Looked like Brad Cumbis was the one trying to make a play there.
We saw Albert Pacheco in the dugout multiple times last night, make some plays on a couple bouncing foul balls. So action on the field, action in the dugout as well for the Grizzlies.
Here's the 2-2, and another chopper foul towards the Grizzlies dugout. And Hoffman, the runner at second, continues. Actually, he's the runner, Wilson, at second, continues to go as Hoffman continues to foul it off.
And these are the battles that are great for baseball fans. It makes us sometimes as broadcasters inch towards the edge of our seats. But in a climax of this game, bottom of the sixth inning, Lake Elsinore leading the Grizzlies by the score of 4-0. Offense at a premium right now for Fresno and looking to keep this just at a 4-run deficit.
As that swung on and missed, and Coupe elevates the fastball, and Hoffman is out. So Coupe gets out of the inning, has a new career high with 6 innings of work. We head to the seventh. The Grizzlies 9 outs to play with. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua?
find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Top of the seventh inning here in Lake Elsinore. The Grizzlies trail the Storm 4-0 as Luis Mendez, who is 1-for-2 with a single, strides to the plate. As here comes the first pitch, and Mendez looked to bunt. It's a called strike anyway. Count and no balls and one strike against right-hander Will Varmet, who's back out for his third inning of work.
Mendez has been the fire starter here for the Fresno Grizzlies as he chops this one over the head of Varmet. It goes right over behind second base into the glove of DeVries. He goes over to first in time to get Mendez on the 6-3 ground out as DeVries lost his hat on the play as well. His second base middle infielder partner Valentine will pick it up, hand it on over. One up and one down now for Feliz Tena.
Tena 0-for-2 with a pair of flyouts, and Chuck Chancy Gold has given away $1 million with a Millionaire Cash Vault giveaway. Plan earn entry starting May 1st, and then on September 2nd, one lucky guest will crack the $1 million code and will become a millionaire. That's $1 million guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Here's the 0-1, and it's a high pop-up, and this is drifting into shallow center field. The second base Valentine picks up a hat and now picks up an out for the second out of the inning as Tena is retired, and it brings up the DH in Brad Cumbist. Again, we thank Chancy Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the seventh inning. The Grizzlies trail 4-0. As here comes the pitch from the right-hander Varmet, and it is inside. Count of one ball and no strikes. And Dominic, this Grizzlies team needs to find a way right now.
Absolutely. Each of the first three games of this series, Fresno has six hits or more in every game. Right now sitting just at two as that one hits the outside corner to Cumbis, and it's 1-1. Especially 5 runs, 11 hits last night. They had multiple bases loaded opportunities, but this is 2 days in a row that the Grizzlies did not partake in batting practice on the field due to the heat.
As that swung on and missed, and the count at 1-2, and the Grizzlies just seem an inch behind or even an inch ahead at the plate, where they're just missing the breaking balls or just behind the fastball from the Storm pitchers. The Grizzlies need to find a way. They've dropped two of the first three games of this series, 2-10, on the road here in the second half. Here comes the 1-2 to Brad Cumbist. Long pause, pitch clock down to two, down to one, and it's a ground ball to short. DeVries picks it up. The throw to first is in time to end the inning. Another 1-2-3 inning for the Grizzlies. 7 straight retired now. We head to the stretch. The Storm lead the Grizzlies 4-0. We'll be back.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are
bottom of the seventh inning after a stretch here with the Storm and the Grizzlies. It's Lake Elsinore leading Fresno 4-0 as Chase Valentine will take on the new pitcher out of the Grizzlies bullpen. It is right-hander in Cade Denton. Cade Denton takes over, hasn't pitched in about a week for the Grizzlies as the number 29 prospect in the Rockies system takes over for left-hander Isaiah Coupe as that pitch is inside. Count of one ball and one strike. And Dominic, what was the final line for the left-hander in Isaiah Coupe?
Well, for Mr. Isaiah Coupe, six strong innings, four runs, six hits, one walk, eight strikeouts. And you know what those eight strikeouts mean? Tell me, Stephen Rice.
I don't know what it means.
Oh, come on. You got to tell me what it means. It is a new career high for Mr. Isaiah Coupe. So
11 strikeouts was his career high is the count of 1-2 to from Kay Denton to Chase Valentine.
But either way, he loves throwing strikeouts while I'm here. That's the overall theme that I'm getting to. It's the strikeouts come very highly when I'm in attendance for Isaiah Coupe games.
Coupe did have a career high in innings, though, tonight with his six innings. As here comes the 1-2 from the righty and Cade Denton, and it's fouled off by Valentine. Again, a ball in on his body as Valentine stays alive. Good pitch from the right-hander in Cade Denton, known for a lot of movement on all of his pitches, including that sinker. As there is a check swing, and Valentine did go around for the first out, as Denton plays with Cupid for his first punch out. That is the ninth strikeout overall for the Grizzlies staff. And it brings up Leodalis DeVries, 1-for-3 in RBI double back in the third.
So overall for Isaiah Coupe, the innings career high, the strikeouts, everything combined. That's why, fans, you got to be listening to Stephen Rice for all Fresno Grizzly games. You will get every single stat, not only in the game notes, but what happens on the field. This is the man that you want to listen to each and every game for all the fun numbers that contribute to the Grizzlies' success.
Here comes the 0-1, and that is a check swing. Did he go around? He did not. Count a 1-1 to DeVries. DeVries, the number 4 prospect in the Padres system. So we have a prospect battle right now. So if there's scouts in attendance, which there are, they're watching the duo of Denton and DeVries battle it out, as right now DeVries winning the battle. The count, 2-0. Denton comes set. Here's the pitch and a line drive foul, and the count at 2-2.
And Denton has been very strong this year. 15 appearances all out of the bullpen. An 0-1 run record, a 1.80 ERA, 5 holds, 15 total innings with 18 strikeouts.
Here comes the 2-2, and it's a ground ball to short. Perez gobbles it up. The throw to first in time, and Denton wins the battle. It goes 6-3 for the second out, and now third baseman Roseman Verdugo with that big two-run homer to left field back in that 4-run third inning for the Storm.
Again, one bad inning right now for Fresno pitching, and more so Isaiah Coupe. Again, six innings, four runs on six hits with eight punch-outs. But if you take away the third inning where Lake Elsinore scored four runs and four hits, Coupe.
There's a fly ball out to center field. Hobson trying to find it, now finds it, and he makes the play to end the inning. And that will end it. Coupe would have had a scoreless outing besides that third inning. We head to the eighth, the Grizzlies. Six outs to play with. We'll be back right after this.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience, full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
Top of the eighth inning here in Lake Elsinore. The Grizzlies trail the Storm 4-0 as Nick Guile, who's 0-for-1 with a walk, will take on Daniel Camarena as he is pitching here for the Storm. And the first pitch to Nick Guile on its way. It's inside. Count at 1-0. So Daniel Camarena takes over for Will Varmed, who worked 3 scoreless innings, 1 hit, 1 walk, and 2 punch-outs. Here comes the 1-0 to Guile inside. 2 balls and no strikes. The Grizzlies trying to find a way now against Daniel Camarena. And I know, Dominic Lorenz, you have a little bit on the southpaw.
For Camarena, you might know his name as the relief pitcher and call-up from the Padres when he hit a grand slam off of Max Scherzer at Petco. As that one is driven down the left field line past the third base glove of Verdugo. Turning first, going to second is Guile. He will chug on in there with a leadoff double, and hopefully that sparks something really strong in the Fresno Grizzly offense. Runner at second and nobody out.
Guile, second time he's reached base, a double and now a walk for the Grizzlies' 7th batter in the lineup, and to Ben McCabe now, who's 1-for-2 with a single.
Also on Camarena, a 1-6 record, a 10.38 ERA in 16 games, 8 starts in the minors this year, 39 innings, and an over 2.18 whip. So strugglesome parts so far for Camarena.
Here comes the pitch to McCabe, and it is a called strike. And the count at 0-1. Camarena, known for the home run at Petco Park, where it was Slam Diego, I believe it was the call from Don Ercillo. As here comes the 0-1 offering from the lefty towards Ben McCabe. And McCabe takes it inside, count at 1-1.
Camarena spending the majority of this season at AAA with the El Paso Chihuahuas, but at the beginning of the year, he was transferred to the development list for the Padres. So not too much information on the movement, but he's pitched in El Paso, now at Lake Elsinore, and also with the ACL Padres.
As that's fouled off, count at 1-2. 6 feet, 210 pounds from Bonita, California. Signed as a free agent in 2020 by the Padres. Again, he's 31 years old.
And without looking, who was he originally drafted by? No?
The Red Sox.
He's going to say Red Sox. Right division, wrong team. Yankees, 20th round in the 2011 draft.
As the 1-2 is a ground ball, cued off the end of the bat to second. Valentine makes the play. Over to third goes Guile. So it goes 4-3, but now a runner at third base, and it's Jason Hinchman who's 0-for-2. The Grizzlies trailing 4-0 here in the top of the eighth.
Hinchman had an opportunity his last time up in the fifth with 2 on and 2 out after Guile walked and McCabe singled. Hinchman unfortunately struck out swinging to end the frame and unfortunately unable to get the Grizzlies on the board, but they're battling here with a runner at third and 1 out.
As the first pitch is line foul, count it 0-1. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. Here comes the 0-1 Hinchman, and it's fouled off, count it 0-2. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And we thank Yellow Dog Science and Graphics, made a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. As the 0-2 swung on and missed. And for the second time tonight, Hinchman down on strikes with a runner in scoring position. Second out of the inning, first strikeout for Cam Morena. And it brings up Caleb Hobson, who is 0-3 with two strikeouts tonight.
Hobson, after having a great first game of this series back on Tuesday when he reached base for a 2-for-4 performance, just hasn't quite had that swing over the last 72 hours at the leadoff spot for the Grizzlies.
As he will swing and miss in the count at 0-1. And once again, the Grizzlies with runners in scoring position, they are 0-for-5. They've only left 3 on base. It's been a quiet night for this Grizzlies offense. As here comes the 0-1 to Hobson. And it's inside, kind of 1-1.
The last time Hobson reached base with a walk in the second inning in yesterday's contest, so it's been a hot second since we see Hobson running the base path, getting on base, and this is a great time to do it. Down 4-0, runner at third, got to put something in play and drop it in.
As the 1-1 is inside, 2-2. Again, Fresno, this is the second time tonight they've had a runner at third. Luis Mendez back in the second. They had two runners on in the fifth. Guile has been left stranded already once tonight and would love to score the Grizzlies' first run of the game. And all it takes is one run. As the Grizzlies, Caleb Hobson, the UT Martin product. Here comes the 2-1 offering from Camarena. And it swung on and missed, and the count at 2-2. And once again, the Grizzlies trying to find a way to score a run. The Grizzlies, if they lose tonight, will drop to 1-3 on this road trip here in Lake Elsinore. And Dominic, you as well will drop to 1-3 on this road trip. As here comes the 2-2 to Hobson, and it's outside, counts full, 3-2.
And after the 3-game winning streak against Modesto the second half of last week, because it was a 3-3 split between John Thurman Field and Chuck Chansey Park, Fresno was averaging 7.7 runs a game coming into this series this week in Lake Elsinore.
As here's the 3-2 to Hobson, and he lines one, and it's caught. No, a one bouncer. DeVries makes the play, though, to end the inning. And once again, the Grizzlies cannot score. We head to the bottom of the eighth, 4-0, Lake Elsinore. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Cruise at the Chuck Chansey Park for the Grizzlies Fiesta Oso, featuring the Lowriders de Fresno. Get ready for all the action with fireworks, food trucks, lowriders, and more. All the fun runs from July 19th through the 21st. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Bottom of the eighth inning, 4-0 Lake Elsinore leads Fresno, as Braden Carpathios will lead things off against Brady Hill out of the Fresno bullpen. As that is outside, count at 1-0. Kay Denton, a nice 1-2-3 seventh inning with a punch out. And now to Brady Hill, who picked up the loss in his last outing. As here's a ground ball, the backhand at second, and it's not going to be made by Mendez. That should be an infield single for Carpathios as Mendez had to go a long way to try to make that play. That's the seventh hit, assumingly for Lake Elsinore, as it brings up the right fielder in Jacob Campbell. So Brady Hill on the bump, and Dominic has more on the right-hander.
Absolutely. Brady Hill, we saw him a couple nights ago from Spokane, Washington, a 2-4 record, a 5.34 ERA, 25 appearances to his credit, with 37 strikeouts on the 2024 season.
Here's the pitch from the San Jose State product. It's a called strike, and the count at 0-1. It is a single officially for Carpathios, as the Grizzlies trying to keep it at a four-run deficit. They'll have 2-3-4 due up in the ninth. As here comes the 0-1 from Brady Hill. A check on the runner back safely on the toss-over. Count remains at no balls and a strike. Trachancy Gold is giving away $1 million with the Millionaire Cash Vault giveaway. Plan to earn entry starting May 1st. And then on September 2nd, one lucky guest will crack the million-dollar code, as here's a possible double play. 6-4-3, a double play. Perfectly executed. It goes Perez-Mendez-Guile for two outs. 6-4-3. And just like that, it brings up Alan Camus, who is 0-4-1 after the double play issued by Brady Hill. Again, one lucky guess will crack the million-dollar code and will become a millionaire. That's $1 million guaranteed. As here is a fly ball out to center. Hobson coming in, and he will make the play. Join the party soon, whether it's a day trip or an extended stay. Trachancy Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. We thank Trachancy Gold Resort and Casino. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Cruise into Chuck Chancy Park for the Grizzlies Fiesta Oso, featuring the Lowriders de Fresno. Get ready for all the action with fireworks, food trucks, lowriders, and more. All the fun runs from July 19th through the 21st. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Top of the ninth inning here in Lake Elsinore. 4-0 the Storm lead, the Grizzlies. So Chancy Gold is giving away $1 million of the Millionaire Cash Vault giveaway. Plan to earn entry starting May 1st. And then on September 2nd, one lucky guest will crack the million-dollar code and will become a millionaire. That's $1 million guaranteed. Only at Trachancy Gold Resort and Casino. We thank Trachancy Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the ninth. As the Grizzlies trail 4-0, Andy Perez will lead things off. The lefty-lefty matchup as Cam Morena stays in for his second inning of work. It'll be Perez, Wimmer, Mendez. So two lefties against the lefty in Cam Morena.
Well, this is the part of the order that's been so strong for the Grizzlies this year. And if you need a comeback clause win here in the ninth, or at least 4-5, 5-take the lead, this is the part of the lineup to start it all off.
As Perez swing and a miss, the count at 0-1. Perez, all three outs he's been recorded on have been to left field, so Hoffman expecting another one, as here comes the 0-1, And Perez, a foul ball count now at 0-2.
The juiciest part of this field right now for Lake Elsinore that is so far wide open is right center field towards the scoreboard and the retired jerseys. You have the right fielder Campbell playing at regular depth, but center fielder Carpathia shading towards left center. So a huge hole. That could be double, probably even so triple territory.
As here's a ground ball to second. Tough play, and staying down on it is Valentine. It goes 4-3. For the out, so Perez an 0-for-9. This Grizzlies team, just 3 hits tonight, only 1 walk. Nick Guile has gone on base twice. Braylon Wimmer looks to get on base now, 0-for-3 for Wimmer. Braylon Wimmer, 6'4", 200 pounds. And right now the Grizzlies being shut out here for Friday Night Baseball. As here comes the first pitch to Braylon Wimmer, and he swings and misses the count at 0-1. I would say it's a little bit of a disadvantage for Fresno. They continue to see guys who have pitched in the major leagues over the past couple of weeks. Alex Cobb most recently with San Jose. As here comes the 0-1, that's inside. Count now at 1-1. They saw a couple starting pitchers that have big league experience, including Cy Young winner Robbie Ray with the Giants as well. So Braylon Wimmer would love to get on. As here comes the 1-1 to him, and it's inside. 2-2. All it takes is 1 batter. The Grizzlies scored 3 runs in the 9th inning last night. The Grizzlies had a big 5-run inning just the other night, though, against Modesto in the 9th. As here comes the 2-1, and it's a chopper, and Camarena snags it. That's just how the night's been for Fresno, as that ball looked like it was a single up the middle. Instead, it's a 1-3 ground out, and that really is how the cookies crumble tonight for your Grizzlies.
Fast reflexes and just the luck of the draw right there from Camarena. Pitchers are defenders too, and they are athletes, and Camarena shows that right then and there, as Lake Elsinore is now 1 out away from knocking out the Grizzlies for the 3rd time in this series. Through the first 3 games, it was Elsinore win, Fresno win, Elsinore win. Fresno still with 1 out remaining, trailing by 4.
As Mendez will take a called strike and the count at 0-1. Looked high, and then the catcher in Hollow could not hold on to the ball. The Grizzlies tonight, really just every ball has been hit at somebody tonight. But the Grizzlies have had their opportunities tonight with runners in scoring position 0-for-6. As the 0-1's a chopper, Camarena will finish this game. And the Grizzlies shut out tonight 4-0. We'll be back with the final score and postgame right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
There are giants among us. And their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Cruise at the Chuck Chansey Park for the Grizzlies Fiesta Oso, featuring the Lowriders de Fresno. Get ready for all the action with fireworks, food trucks, lowriders, and more. All the fun runs from July 19th through the 21st. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Welcome back to Lake Elsinore here at Lake Elsinore Diamond. As your Fresno Grizzlies fall tonight by a final score of 4-0, they've dropped three of the first four games of this series. Fresno now 45-39 overall, 7-12 in the second half. Lake Elsinore one game over 500 in both their overall record at 42-41 and now 10-9 in the second half. The Storm, four runs, seven hits, one error, four left on. Fresno shut out tonight. No runs, three hits, one error, and four left on base. The winning pitcher is Will Varmet, now 3-3. The loss to Isaiah Coupe, 5-3, and no save. Time of the game is 1 hour and 49 minutes. The fastest game this season for your Grizzlies. Paid crowd of 1,239. And really, it was one inning. As I bring in the man, the myth, the legend, Dominic Lorenz. Dominic, you're 1-3, but I know that you want to talk about that big four-run inning for Lake Elsinore.
And do I want to talk about it? Not really, because it went against the Fresno Grizzlies, but it is factual baseball, and this is what happens. You win some, you lose some, and sometimes it goes quick, and sometimes it's ugly. And tonight, unfortunately, it was a little bit of both, but there was some positivity, at least some moral victories to take. We'll get into that in a little bit. But one bad inning from Isaiah Coupe. He gave up a one-out single to Chase Valentine to left field, and then Leo Dallas DeVries, an RBI double to make it 1-0 Lake Elsinore. Roseman Verdugo put the huge shot over the left field wall to make it 3-0. And then, after a two-out walk to Jacob Campbell, an RBI double from Ethan Long to make it 4-0, and that was it. That was the scoring all night long for the Lake Elsinore Storm. And four runs, four hits, one runner left on base in that inning. If you take away that third inning from Isaiah Coupe's total line score, he would have went five innings, no runs, two hits, six strikeouts. An incredible game for Coupe. He spun the ball. His secondary pitches extremely well, but that's the game of baseball. One bad outing, or not outing, but one bad inning or a couple bad batters changes the complexion of a game, and just a heartbreaker tonight for Coupe and the Grizzlies on that side.
If you take away that inning overall for Fresno, they allow just three total hits, just like what the Grizzlies had tonight. Let's talk about that offense for Fresno. Three hits and one walk. Nick Guile reached base twice, a walk, and then the double in the eighth. Luis Mendez extending his hit streak, though, to 14 games. Ben McCabe, another hit for him after a three-hit night last night. So the Grizzlies, only three total hits. They had one against each pitcher for the Storm. On the other side, Lake Elsinore's offense, it was a little bit of everything. They actually used extra bases to their favor, as you talked about. All three of their RBIs thanks to extra bases from DeVries, Verdugo, and Long. That trio has continued to be a thorn in the Grizzlies' side. A double as well for Jacob Campbell. He had a run thanks to a walk and a triple from Wyatt Hoffman. Chase Valentine, a single at the bottom of the lineup. The Grizzlies, tough night, as extra bases was not really the story for Lake Elsinore over the past two games. They had 21 total hits in the previous two games, only one extra base hit. And tonight, you think about it, they scored three thanks to a double, another double, and then a home run in just that fourth inning, adding another double and a triple to their total. On the pitching side of things, the Grizzlies' left-hander Isaiah Coupe, as you talked about, was fantastic. Eight strikeouts, a career-high six innings of work. Kay Denton, a clean inning. Brady Hill, a clean inning. Denton specifically had a strikeout in a 1-2-3 frame. Another double play as Brady Hill got out of his inning. He needed that as well.
And right now in the month of July for a Fresno bullpen that has struggled a little bit, the numbers don't lie at all. We know this as number people. Numbers don't lie, but there's always an opportunity to get back in a contest or kind of right the wrong sometimes, or I would like to say improve in that sense, because we are in minor league baseball. This is single A. There is development that has to happen. And to see Denton and Hill on the backside of that bullpen throw up some zeros and limit any damage and still keep the Fresno Grizzlies offense in this ballgame. Again, we're going to repeat it at nauseam right now. One tough inning for Fresno tonight, and if you take that away, Fresno was in this ballgame a couple swings away. Like Elsinore's defense played right to a tee, a couple balls that maybe could have been extra base hits in some other parks or to some other teams, whereas defensively we played very well from Lake Elsinore tonight. So just tough baseball all around in game four of this six-game set. But Luis Mendez, Ben McCabe, Cade Denton and Brady Hill, and even Isaiah Coupe had really good spots tonight in this game.
Speaking of Denton and Hill, the last two pitchers in yesterday's game, Cannon Handy and then Wardo Fernandez. Let me go through the lines real quick. Handy had a 1-2-3 inning with a strikeout like Cade Denton. The first batter he struck out was the first batter Denton struck out. Same exact line. And then tonight, Wardo Fernandez allowed a hit, got a double play. Same thing tonight for Brady Hill, literally identical for the final two pitchers in the past two games for Fresno.
Baseball is weird. And
absolutely,
we love it. And
absolutely,
we love it regardless.
For Lake Elsinore and their pitching, Ian Koenig was outstanding. Came in with an 11.20 ERA, four scoreless innings, one hit, no walks, five Ks. Will Vermet, three scoreless innings, one hit, one walk, two Ks. And then Daniel Camarena, the former big leaguer, two innings of scoreless baseball, one hit, and one K.
So for Fresno Grizzlies, it's now a two-game losing streak after snapping the seven-game losing streak on the road on Wednesday with the 10-inning victory by the final of 6-3. Tough second loss in a row. Still two more games left in this series. And as we look to the California League scoreboard right now, they need help from the rest of the California League South Division to stay right now just five games back of the San Jose Giants, who entered today's play 12-6 in first place. Let's remember, the Modesto Nets won the first half. They're tied with Fresno at 7-11. Again, this was all coming into today with Stockton 6-12. As I look at the scoreboard right now, Fresno is getting help. Inland Empire leading the Modesto Nuts in the bottom of the 7th, 5-3. Rancho leading Stockton at Banner Island Ballpark in the bottom of the 5th, 2-1. And it was at a time 3-0 San Jose early on against Visalia. But right now, top of the 7th at Excite Ballpark, it's 4-3 Visalia. So if all those scores hold with the team that is leading, standings won't change once again. Yes, there'll be another loss in the L column for Fresno, but the game's back. They will stay 5. So Grizzly fans that are listening along, go Sixers, go Rawhide, and go Quakes for another night. And why not the rest of this weekend getting into the All-Star break? And, of course, go Grizzlies. Let's get some wins the next couple of days.
The Grizzlies can still split the series. That brings us to tomorrow, where the Grizzlies give the ball to the left-hander Michael Perseki, who is returning after starting behind schedule from everyone else, an injury in spring training. So he's working back. He shouldn't be here much longer. This might be his final start with Fresno in 2024. A 1-0 record, 1.80 ERA. If there's a guy that's going to help you get back in the win column, it's Michael Perseki, who finished last year all over the California League leaderboard. He'll be countered, though, by Lake Elsinore right-hander Miguel Mendez, who's coming off the California League Pitcher of the Week as a reliever. Tomorrow, he gets to start an 0-3 record of 5.09 ERA. Tonight, we're at 6:45. Tomorrow, we're at 5:15 with a 5 p.m. pregame show. We're going to try to get birthday boy Brad Cumbis on the interview, as, again, tomorrow, it will be Saturday Night Baseball, Game 5 of 6. However you're listening tonight and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice alongside Dominic Lorenz. Thanks for tuning in. Have a blessed rest of your Friday night, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Grizzlies baseball.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB.
Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.